Namaste, Suprabhatam. Good morning to our listeners in the Greater Houston on KBreeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3. Good afternoon to our Europe listeners and good morning to our Bharat listeners on TuneIn.com. You're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism, a radio show. We're on the air for you every Sunday from 9 a.m. to 12 noon, U.S. Central Time. Our studio number is 832-704-9273. Local time is 3 minutes past nine. This is your host Rakesh Parikh,
Kanti Patel,
and Deepak Kotecha.
Our mission is to make all aware of the deep treasures of Vedic way of life, also known as Sanatana Dharma or Hinduism. Our objective is 4H. 4H stands for Hindus, for Hindu Dharma, for Hindustan, and for Hindutva.
Thought of the day. Higher and nobler than all ordinary ones are another set of teachers, the avatars of Ishvara in the world. They can transmit spirituality with a touch, even with a mere wish. The lowest and the most degraded characters become in 1 second saint at their command. They are the teachers of all teachers, the highest manifestation of God through man. We cannot see God except through them. We cannot help worshipping them, and indeed, they are the only ones whom we are bound to worship.
We have an awesome show for you today. Stay tuned. Coming your way shortly, 9:10 Hindu calendar, 9:30 Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Unfortunately, Anand is not available, so we would be having some Krishna bhajans because yesterday was Janmashtami. 10 o'clock events roundup. 10:30 Sri Meenakshi temple segment by Tara Narasimhan. 11 o'clock Quest of Hinduism, an interaction between you and us. And 11:15 Young Hindu Voice, and 11:55 will be the Mangalam.
Hey, Anand, Mangal, Bhayo, Jai Ho.
Today's calendar, today's Sunday, September 6, 2015, Vikram Samvat 2072, Shalivahan Sake 1937, Shravan Mas, Krishna Paksh, Mrugashirsha Nakshatra, 9th day or Tithi. This week, today is Nanda Mahatsav, day after Sri Krishna appearance, and Tuesday is Aja Ekadashi. This week on Tuesday is the Aja Ekadashi. Let's see what is the legend behind the Aja Ekadashi. The legend says that Raja Harishchandra was one to popularize this day. Once he lost, his courage, integrity and honesty were undisputed and provided motivation to all, one and all. Once he lost his empire, vast empire, and his family, including his wife and son, and for years guarded a crematorium like a servant. He was disheartened by his state of affair until a sage passing by saw his condition and sympathized with him. The sage recommended him to observe the fast on Ajay Ekadasi, and Harishchandra complied. He was indeed eradicated of his past sins as he gradually regained his empire and was reunited with his family.
Yeah. Narayana, Narayana, Narayana.
It's time for Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Today, Anand is not available, so we're going to have some other topic to talk about.
Good morning, listeners. So we're going to abstract from an article by Arun Thakur. The article is Top 10 Life Lessons from the Bhagavad Gita. Number 10, the body is temporary, soul is permanent. Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita compares the human body to a piece of cloth. A person should not identify, not with the body but with the real self within. One should not grieve for the growing old or having disease that cannot be cured. Just as used clothes are replaced by new ones, the soul of a person acquires a new body. Identification with the self instead of the body helps a seeker to remain detached from the limitations of the human body. Number 9. Anger causes delusion. One must remain calm. It is due to anger that a person becomes deluded. As soon as the delusion takes over, his mind loses the power of discrimination. Subsequently, the reasoning capabilities of a person are lost. A person who cannot reasonably justify is destined to be doomed. Thus, anger is the fundamental cause of all sorts of failures in a person's life. It is one of the three main gates of hell, according to Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, the other two being greed and lust. One must try to sidetrack anger while keeping the mind at peace. Number 8. Be temperate in everything. Avoid extremities in life. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says that a person is bound to fail in meditation if he does not strike a balance in his day-to-day activities. For instance, eating too much or too less is not going to bring you any closer to God. Meditation can help a person overcome all sorrows, but he must also eat and sleep well, work his daily routine, and find the time to enjoy recreational activities too. Number 7. Wisdom becomes inaccessible due to selfish attitude. One must open up. Just as a mirror covered by dust does not reflect images of the objects, wisdom too gets obscured by selfish attitude. A selfish person cannot perceive the truth as it is when tackling relationship issues in a day-to-day life due to his nature. When a person wishes to gain material wealth, succeed in a profession, or acquire spiritual wisdom, giving up personal agenda is absolutely necessary to wade through doubts and disappointments. Number 6. The Supreme Being is always within you and with you, always. Mere acceptance of this sublime truth can transform the life of a person. It is the Supreme Being which acts through every living being. Releasing oneself from worries and all other negative emotions is easy by surrendering oneself to the Almighty. Since a human being is only an instrument in the hands of God, regretting the past or fearing the future is absolutely pointless. The natural harmony of mind and soul is restored by recognizing the omnipresent within us. Number 5. Do not abstain from action. It does not help. Running away from duties is not the way forward. Spiritual wisdom or eternal peace cannot be acquired by forsaking friends or family members or your actions. In fact, it is not even possible to refrain from activity while living in this materialistic world. It is therefore advisable to fulfill all duties with the utmost dedication. Renouncing various physical actions without subduing the constantly wandering mind is useless. Equanimity in actions. Number 4. Be free from the expectation of the outcome. Most people end up doing a lot less than they're capable of in their lives. It happens mostly due to the reason that they're either sedated by pleasure or by pain. Every act of theirs stems from a wish to get rewards. If Steve Jobs, for example, did not just enjoy working on unique designs, he would have been far less successful. When a person is unaffected by potential success or failure, he is more likely to pour all his energies in even a small day-to-day action. Number 3. Overcome desire. Experience the stillness of mind. All thoughts, feelings, and desires take birth in the mind. Looking deep within oneself is not possible without first stabilizing the mind. The mind can be really quiet only when a person is free from the countless desires. Just as we can look at the bottom of the ocean only when there are no ripples on the surface, the secrets of mind, heart, and soul can only be known when there are no desires on the surface. Stillness of the mind can open doors to wisdom, peace, and tranquility. Number two, do not doubt. Doubts in the self or in absolute truth is the main reason why billions lead unhappy lives on the planet. According to the Bhagavad Gita, a doubtful man cannot be at peace in this world or the next. It is important not to confuse this lesson with inquisitiveness, which is an absolute necessity for a person to discover his own true self. However, the habit of rejecting philosophy, belief, or truth told by a learned man is not productive. The last one, number one, fear not. What is the greatest fear of humans? It is death. Lord Krishna tells his friend and devotee Arjuna not to fear death. Death is a transitional phase. Death can only come to something which is not permanent. That which is real can never die. Whether a person is an ordinary citizen, soldier, or leader, he must not fear of losing his life, position, or wealth. Relationships, wealth, and all other worldly objects are temporary. They are tools to climb the ladder and realize the self someday. It isn't hard to guess how beautiful life would be when there is no fear at all.
The one point you brought out was doubt. Do not doubt. It doesn't really mean that do not question. You question, find out the truth. Once you are satisfied, and then do not doubt.
Correct. Correct. Absolutely, Kanti Bhai. Brilliant. Einstein says, always wonder. So even Einstein recognized that an inquisitive mind is an essential mind. But having faith, you know, a good friend of mine asked, said once, do I have faith in my faith? You know, and that's a brilliant question and a brilliant answer. So you're absolutely correct. One yes. must inquire, and only with an inquisitive mind can one uncover the true nature of the self.
Yeah, so there are two kind of thoughts going in the society. Do not doubt. They take that literally, and then they said, okay, it says here, but before you blindly follow that, you clear your doubts before, then do not doubt.
Correct. And that is, you know, that is such an important point, especially with sampradayas today. And, you know, we don't want to beat up sampradayas, but whatever sampradaya you belong to, you must inquire within yourself. So you do not doubt what the learned ones tell us, but you absolutely inquire as to why, and you inquire within and seek the answers.
So folks, we're going to have at 11 o'clock in the quest of Hinduism, we're going to talk about the avatars of Vishnu.
The topic then today is the avatars of Vishnu, and since we just had Janmashtami, we'll discuss Krishna avatar as well. But we want to get to the bottom of the avatars. What is the purpose of the avatars? Why is it that they keep coming?
Okay.
Why is it that we never seem to learn?
All right, sounds good.
Krishnam vande jagadgurum, 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 Krishnam vande jagadgurum. Thank you.
Listening to Voice of Sanatana Hinduism on Radio K-Breeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3 in Houston, Texas. You can also listen to us on internet at www.sanatanhinducenter.org, and on the top right you will see Listen Live. Click on it and you will be able to listen to us. Smartphone users can also do the same thing. Go to sanatanhinducenter.org and click on the Listen Live. Or you can download the TuneIn app and search for 106.1 FM. For announcements and suggestions, call 832-704-9273. Again, our studio number is 832-704-9273. And let's listen to another beautiful bhajan.
सुनकर के उद्धव जी ब्रिज में गए और उद्धव जी ने गोपियों से कहा,
सुन गोपी हरि को संदेश, सुन गोपी हरि को संदेश, सुन गोपी हरि
संदेश सुन गोपी हरि को संदेश करी समाधि अंतर्गति चित्तवा करी समाधि अंतर्गति चित्तवा प्रभु को यह उपदेश प्रभु को यह उपदेश हरि को संदेश सुन गोपी हरि को संदेश वे अविगत अविनाशी पूरन वे अविगत अविनाशी पूरन घट घट रहे समाए घट घट रहे समाए तिहि निश्चय के ध्याव ऐसे तिहि निश्चय के ध्याव ऐसे सुचित कमल मन ला चित कमल मन लाए हरि को संदेश सुन गोपी हरि को संदेश तिहि निश्चय के ध्यावहु कमल मन लाए हरि को संदेश सुन गोपी हरि को संदेश यह उपाय करी बिरहत जोगी रहत जोगी हाँ यह उपाय करी बिरहत जोगी मिले ब्रह्म तब आए मिले ब्रह्म तब आए तत्व ज्ञान बिन मुक्ति न होई तत्व ज्ञान बिन मुक्ति न होई निगम सुनावत गाए निगम सुनावत गाए हरि को संदेश सुन गोपी हरि को संदेश सुनत संदेश दुसह माधव के सुनत संदेश दुसह माधव के गोपी जन बिलखानी गोपी जन बिलखानी सूर बिरह की कौन चलावे सूर बिरह की कौन चलावे नैन धरत अति पानी नैन धरत अति Ah
ni sa ga ma va pa ma ga ma pa da pa ma ga ma pa ni 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 da pa da da pa da ma pa ga ma pa da pa ma ga ma ga pa ma pa ma da pa ma ga ma ga re sa hari ko san समाधि अंतर्गत चित्तवा करी समाधि अंतर्गत चित्तवा प्रभु को यह उपदेश प्रभु को यह उपदेश हरि को संदेश सुन गो करी समाधि 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 करी समाधि अंतर्गत चित्तवा हाँ आ हाँ आ करी समाधि
Let's listen to another bhajan, which is in Gujarati, but it's a Krishna Janmashtami bhajan.
गोपाल मारो पारणी
You're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on Radio K-Breeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3 in Houston, Texas. You can also listen to us on internet at www.sanatanhinducenter.org and by clicking the Listen Live button on the top. Smartphone users can download TuneIn app and search for 106.1 FM. For announcements and suggestions, call 832-704-9273. Again, the number is 832-704-9273, and you can also text us for any suggestions that you have or you have anything you want to talk about. It's now 10 o'clock, and it's time for Events Roundup. That's the events going around in Houston. Sanatan Sri Shakti Mandir of Houston, located at 6640 Harbin Drive, Houston, Texas. A hearty invitation to all Hindu devotees to celebrate Shravan Mass, August 15th to September 12th, 2015. For further information, contact Hardik Rawal at 713-278-9099.
For your Hindu needs, such as Hindu wedding ceremony, Vagdan, Sri Satyanarayan Puja, Sri Gayatri Havan, and so many more, please contact Sri Pradeep Pandya at the new Gauri Siddhi Vinayak Temple on 5645 Hillcroft Avenue, Suite 701. Pradeep Pandyaji's phone number is 832-466-9868.
Heritage classes. Asirwad's heritage classes in KT, Cyprus, Sugarland for kids 4 to 18 years. Meditation, yoga, slokas, stories from scriptures, Vishnu Sahasranamam, bhajans, competition and fun activities. Adult meditation classes. Register at www.asirwadablessing.org or Sri Rawla at 281-995-0930.
Experience Serene Divinity and Sublime Wisdom, public lecture and guided meditation by Himalayan monk Swami Vidyadishananda. It's going to be September 12th and 13th from 9 a.m. to 1:30 p.m.